Vlad told me a while back, he started going around asking people some questions. He asked them this question. If you don't witness to someone, if you fail to give the gospel to them, will God send somebody else? And he said most everybody he asked said yes. What if someone is destined to be saved, he said. He said this to the Calvinists. What if somebody's destined to be saved and you don't share the gospel with them? They said, well, then God will send somebody else. So it really doesn't, God doesn't depend on you. You don't really have to go, do you? Because somehow God's going to get it done, whether you do it or not. Reluctantly, well, yeah. God's sovereign, and the job will get done. You know, that's revealing, his little examination. I think that's where most Christians are. Most Christians have fallen to the devil's doctrine of Calvinism. Even those who wouldn't call themselves Calvinists. And they think that somehow if they don't do the job that God sent the Holy Ghost for us to do, that somehow this sovereign God will get it done some other way. Vlad asked, is it possible for somebody to go to hell who could have been saved, but they just never heard? Is it possible for them to go to hell? Some people answered one way, some another. So if you really believe that people are going to go to hell because you don't tell them, and God's waiting on you, Christ is silent. He's saying, ask them that heard me. They'll tell you. It's your job to tell. And I can't tell the people that you meet. The people standing next to you at a gas pump, I can't tell them. You're the only one there at the time. The people that you work with, I can't tell them. You're the only one who can tell them. Now, you know, there's all kinds of ways. You can give out gospel tracts. You can give out CDs. I know some Christians keep a briefcase full of everything. They got books, CDs, gospel tracts, sermons, Bibles. And they're salesmen. That's their job. They're selling Jesus. And they're always ready. They'll talk to somebody and they'll pull out something and give them something. Got a return address? Call me if you need some help. Every Christian ought to be a salesman for Jesus. You got the best product in the world. Only thing can save us whole. If you had a product to cure cancer, wouldn't you be selling people on the idea of using it? Wouldn't you be offering it free and distributing it if you had a cure for cancer or for any disease for that matter? Well, you've got a cure for what ails people in this world. And you ought to be telling it, telling all the time. Don't worry about what they say. I understand that we don't want to barge in and just be offensive to people. In other words, if you have a manner about you that's going to turn people off, then keep your mouth shut. Don't just walk up to somebody and say, you know, you're going to hell if you don't repent and believe the gospel. And if that makes them mad and they turn away, then it's not the gospel that's offended them. It's you and your manner. I put in the front of my Bible years ago, when you treat all people you meet as if they were already members of your church, then you'll start winning them to Christ. You can't treat a sinner like a sinner if you want to win him to Christ. You have to treat him like a saint. So what do you mean by that? I mean, if you don't love him and care about him, if you don't want him to be your friend, then you're not going to win him to Christ. You've got to befriend the people you're witnessing to. You've got to care enough about them to bring them into your life. If you don't do that, if you're just standing off throwing the gospel at them, you need to repent and be saved. Then they're not going to want to be a part of your religion. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't either. So you have to love them. You have to care. They have to know that. But if the message is what offends them, in other words, the resurrection, the crucifixion, the coming of the Holy Spirit, if that's what offends them, we can't help that. We'll try to moderate as much as we can to not be offensive, to communicate the message as delicately as possible. But when we can't be delicate, you can always do this. Yesterday, I was at an auction. And I was in this barn with a bunch of power tools. And another old man about my age there, a little older. We were looking at these power tools. And I guess the man had died that lived there. It was an estate auction. All their furniture, all their clothes, I mean, you know, bed sheets, personal quilts and all that stuff, the tractors, the whole farm, everything in the house, was all being sold, gone like that. And so here's this man with all these power tools, and then there's a few pieces of furniture he'd made sitting around. He's gone. And so we were looking at the power tools, and I said to the old man, I said, "This is where life comes to, isn't it?" He said, "Yeah, you get all your tools up." And I said, "There comes a time when it doesn't mean anything. Everything you've done that's meaningful is just sold at auction for a nickel on the dollar." He said, "Yeah, I guess that's where we're all headed, isn't it?" I said, "It is. And you know what matters is where you go afterwards." I said, "You need to know God." I said, "If you don't, there's two places, there's heaven and hell." And I just explained it to him. Now, see, he took that. He took that where he wouldn't have at some other time. That was the right moment. That was the right place. That was the right context to turn that in to a challenge to his soul. Can you see that? Sometimes all you can say is something positive to a person. You're getting gas and it's a beautiful day, and you say, "It's a beautiful day God made, isn't it?" I said, "You know, I've got 20 grandchildren. They all love God. My wife loves God. We're a Christian family, and God's really blessed us." That can be really impacting on somebody. Sometimes it's, you know, you don't have a big window in which to say much. So you want to say something that's going to bring them to Christ. It can be a positive message. Or some people you might want to be bold with. You might say to a guy, "If you died now, where would you go? Would you go to heaven or hell?" And just jump right into it. You have to let the Holy Spirit lead you. That's what he's there for. All right, I'll stop there, and I hope you don't stop there.